Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechet Tamura, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned by Schos Asubas Rachel, Shishi Bizachrifan, Reziva Gagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us, Kol Asur Nalgam Mizbeach, Oisun Kol Shehen, any animal which is Asur to be brought as a carbon, they Asur even the slightest amount, which means if this animal gets mixed up with even 1,000 other animals, there's no bittel whatsoever, and all the animals here are not to be used as carbonos. So here the Mishnah has a whole list. Harivav and Nirva. These are animals that are involved in an act of bestiality with a person, either lived with a female or a man lived with it. Another one, Vamuktava Nevah. This is the same category as well. This has to do with Avodah Zarah, as we're going to see a little bit later. The Esnan U'Mechir, this is also one category. We're going to explain these later on as well in the Mishnah. Another category is V'Hakalayim, an animal that was born from a forbidden mixture of parent animals, meaning he bred two animals that are not allowed to be together. For example, a male goat with a female sheep. V'Atrefa, an animal that has the status of a trefa. This is one of many different health defects that officially renders it a trefa. It can't be brought as a carbon. And V'Yotzei Daifen, if it was born by way of cesarean section, meaning it wasn't born the normal way, rather mother stomach had to be cut open, and that's why the animal was born. It cannot be brought as a carbon. Here the Mishnah clarifies, Ezu Mukta. What exactly is Mukta? That's how Mukta Avodah Zarah, it was designated to be used as Avodah Zarah for a carbon. So who Asur? It itself is Asur, whereas Umasha Olav Mutter, whatever was on it is Mutter. For example, if it has a saddle or something else on it, that's 100% Mutter, that's fine. Whereas Ezu Nevad, what does that mean, Nevad? Kalsha Oivdin Isai, that's if they served this animal as Avodah Zarah itself. So who Umasha Olav Asur? It. And whatever's on it is Asur. However, Zevze Mutar and Bachila, both of these animals, Mukta and Nevad, are permitted to be eaten by regular person, they just can't be brought as carbonos. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, now we discuss the next category, Ezu Esnan. What exactly is Esnan? This is actually the Torah tells us about Ha'imer Lezoina. If a person tells Zoina, a prostitute, Hey Lach Tala Zeb Scharech, here, take this sheep for your services, Afilu Mea, even if he ended up giving her 100 sheep, Kulan Asruin, all them are Asur, because they all fit under this title of Esnan Zoina. Now what about the following case? V'chein Amar L'Chaver, a person tells his friend, Hey Lach Tala Zeb, V'ton Shifchascha Eitzal Avdi, take this sheep and send your Shifcha, your non-Jewish maidservant, and have her live with my Eved Ivri. Now, we know that a Jewish Eved, there are certain situations he's allowed to live with a non-Jewish Shefcha, but that's only if, when he became an Eved Ivri, he had a wife and children already. But if he did not have a wife and children, so then he's not allowed to live with a Shefcha. And that's the situation we're talking about over here, where his master gave a sheep or goat or something like that to somebody else to send his Shefcha over to be with the Eved and produce a little Avadim for him. So Rabbi says, Eina Esnan, that's not considered Esnan. Whereas V'Chamim say Esnan, that is considered Esnan, and that animal would be Usur. We're going to stop here for a day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Gimel and Dalet and continue to describe these animals which we had said are Usur. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.